In the limited amount of time that we have right now, I want to recap where we had been last time, put things together a little more, and hopefully add at least one additional layer of greater understanding. Gemara here on Daf Gimel and Beis is the first time, certainly not the last, the first of many times that over the course of Masech has written, the Gemara will refer to the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer of Meir, over what is it that drives a get. The get is referred to as a krisus. It's cutting apart, it's slicing the relationship. Which edim, the way it's usually presented, is which are the edim who are kores? Rabbi Meir thinks it's the Eide Chasim, the Eidim signed the bottom of the get, Eide Chasim Akarsi. While Rabbi Lazar says, no, it's the Eide Mesira, the live Eidim who are watching the husband hand the get to the wife, or the Shliach of the husband hand the get to the Shliach of the wife, as the case may be. It's the Eidim Mesira who are co-rays. And the Gemara proceeds to inject that into, because it's relevant to Lashma, it may be relevant to Befai Nechtav, Befai Nechtav. That's put the pieces together a little bit more. Where's Rabbi Lezer come from? Where's Rabbi Meir come from? Rabbi Lezer comes from the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph that our Gemara and Dav Gimel one of these references, the Gimel Gitim Sulin, the Nisus Ablad Kasher. So at the end of that discussion, that Mishnah is in the last parak, the Mishnah talks about you have limited amount of Geirishin. Then, towards the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says, there are no Eidim. You just, Nisanel Abifna Eidim. You gave it to her with live Eidim watching. There are no Eidim signed at the bottom. That is Kasher. There, Rabbi Lezer says, you don't need Eidim Chasima. You took a look at the Ritzva here on Daf Gimel, when our Gemara on Daf Gimel quotes the Mishnah on Pevav, the Ritzva makes the comment. And it's not just the Ritva. Tosus already says it, Demasur Belazar. The Rashba says it, but the Ritva says it particularly clearly that this is absolutely lechatchila. Even though the language of the Mishnah is well, even though it doesn't have Eidim, it's still kosher. The Ritva makes it clear that the earlier he quotes Tosus is saying it that. It's not only kasher, but yevid, absolutely, min ha-Torah, Berleza says there's no reason to have Eidei Chasima. The entire need for Eidei Chasima is a takana drabana, according to Berleza. You don't need Eidei Chasima at all. So then it's not surprising if that's the case. If you don't need Eidei Chasima at all, min ha-Torah, clearly none of the psulim are going to apply to Chasima. If there's min ha-Torah, no need for a Chasima at all, obviously you don't need Chasima l'shma. There's a din of Lashma that, according to Blaza, obviously is referring to Ksivas Haget. If there's no need for Chasim at all, so then the issue of Mechubar is an issue about the Ksivas Haget. Because fundamentally, the word, the Chas of Law, Sefer Krisus, in the Parsha of Gittin, in Kiseitse, according to Blaza, there is no need for Chasim as Haget. So obviously, the Chas of means writing the Get. The only writing that's happening is writing the Get. So that's the Shita of Blaza, again, rooted in the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Now, how about Rav Meir? Rav Meir says, no. Eide Chasima Karsi. It's Eide Chasima that drive things. What does that mean? So that comes from a series of Mishnahs. So number one, you have the Mishnah Chaf Aleph on the base that talks about Mechubar. The Tanakhama there said that Mechubar is only an issue at the time of Chasima. I don't care if the parchment had not yet been cut into pieces when you wrote it, as long as you cut it, trim it, before you do the chasima. So the psul of mechubar, mechusar kesita, is only according to Tanakhama for chasima. That implies that there is a Tana who says the chasav is only the chasima. And the Gemara there says there, on Daf Chavdeis, and here, on Daf Gimel, that Tana is Rabbi Meir. So there you have it. Rabbi Lezer says, you don't even need chasima at all in the Torah. The chasav means ksiva. Rabbi Meir says, not only do you need to sign it, but that's the whole ksiva. The whole ksiva is just the signing. In terms of Lishma in particular, we had seen last time, the din of Lishma appears most directly in the beginning of the third parak, Mishnah Daf Chav Dalad. On Daf Chav Beis, the Mishnah has the din that Chayr Shot V'Katan are allowed to write a get. What does that tell me? It sounds like Siva is not so important. You get to the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel, just the opposite. The Gemara says, yeah, Chayr Shot V'Katan don't on their own have Lishma, but it's fixable. It can be injected. If you have a gadol omri al gabav, someone's reminding them you have to write lishma. That works. That works. Rabbi Chanan explains why. Kavanah's not das, not for now. But the Gemara says Cher Shot V'Katan can write a get. Says the Mishnah Chav Beis, because there's a possibility of lishma. But a non-Jew, where there's fundamentally no lishma, cannot write a get according to that Mishnah, because that Mishnah holds. The Gemara says like Rabbi Lazar, that you need ksiva lishma, whereas Rabbi Meir would disagree. Okay, so now we have from the primary sources, from multiple mishnayos throughout the Masechta. Rabbi Lazar says v'chasta means ksiva specifically. There is no need for chasim at all in the Torah. And Rabbi Meir says not only do you need to sign it, but the chasav doesn't just include the chasima. Which already would be a chiddush. Okay, I have to sign it, but the chasav sounds like writing. It's only the chasima. That's why, again, coming back to our Gemara, the Meir says the Gemara was bothered. According to Rabbah, why are we saying both b'fai nechtam and b'fai nechtam? Who says that? What do you mean, who says it? Rav Meir says you need chasima. So shouldn't you need both ksiva and chasim l'shma? So at the core of the Gemara's kasha, I would love to take questions, which is very time limited, I apologize. At the core of the Gemara's kasha, I'll be glad to stick around for questions afterwards. At the core of the Gemara's Kasha is the assumption that Reb Lazar holds you only need Ksiv Lishma, that we get, because he doesn't think you need Chasim at all. Reb Meir says you only need Chasim Lishma, not Ksiva. Just like the Mishnah says, you only worry about Mechubra by Chasima, according to Meir, not Ksiva. But why? Why is the Ksiva not count? Why would the Chasav mean Chasima? Why would the Chasav mean only Chasima? That's really surprising. And moreover, was this Tosfos here? They looked at the Peivav as well. The Kasev Ksav Yado Ein Olav Edim. The Mishnah says the Tanakama of Peivav, who's not Reb Lezer, as Rashi Tos points out. Reb Lezer disagrees. Reb Lezer says you don't need a Chasim at all. That's one of that's the greatest mucker for Reb Lezer saying it's Mesir Karsi. The Tanakama, who's not Reb Lezer, says, well, you could have Ksav Yado. The Baal wrote it himself. So Rashi's very bothered. Wrote yourself. Where's Chasim HaSeidim? It can't be your mayor. Mayor requires Chasim HaSeidim. It can't be Blazer. Blazer is the end of the Mishnah. So Rashi says, I don't know. Tosas there, sends it Tosas right here. You must have Kasav. He says, no! Even a mayor who holds Eid Chasim HaKarsi, at the same time, somehow, but if the husband wrote himself to what was Tosfos' language, Ein lecha chasima gedola mizu. No greater chasima than that. Rav Meir's shita is incredibly mysterious. He holds, okay, the shtar has to be signed. That's not surprising. As a matter of fact, Akasha Rav Elezer is, what do you mean, a shtar is not signed? Whoever heard of a shtar is not signed? Okay. But Rav Meir is mamish pilei plan. Tamua. I don't understand. Not only does he say the shtar has to be signed, but he thinks that the word v'chasav means sign. That's already strange. Not only that, but he thinks v'chasav only means sign, not write and sign. Well, why would v'chasav not mean write? And then, at the same time, on the other hand, but if the husband wrote the shtar himself, that's better than a chasima. What does any of this mean? So far what we've done is we put together what we said last time, and I think built it up more. And we have a clarity about Rabbi Lezer says you don't need chasima. Rabbi Meir says not that you do need chasima, but that the chasav and chumash means chasima and only chasima, not ksiva, which is shver. Both of those are shver. We saw where it comes from in the Mishnayos. Yesod HaDvarim appears to be the following. This is what our shechter, I've heard from our shechter many times, b'shem the Rav, and it appears as well in Eretz Tzvi. Particularly in Simen Chav Gimel, Osei. The following yisod, and it will explain many other things as well. But for now, here's the yisod. What do you mean that you need chasima, But on the other hand, the husband's own handwriting is the best chasima of all. I don't know, do you need Eide chasima? Where are your Eide chasima? So what the Rav suggested is, what Rav Lezer and Meir are really arguing about is the following. How does a shtar work? How does a shtar kinyan? How does a shtar kinyan work? How, and specifically by the context of a get, how is it kores? As the shtar is kores, karsi, I mean, the shtar actually accomplishes something. It changes the situation. It makes impact. It makes impact, in this case, a get makes impact by ending a marriage relationship. Other shtars make impact in other ways. How does the get, how does the shtar make impact? So, Rabbi Meir, let's start with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't have to be signed. It doesn't have to be signed. They're just giving you a piece of paper that says something. Eidim are watching, but it's not signed. But what does that do? That doesn't prove anything. What does it help when we walk into basement with a piece of paper that says something, but no one signed it? They're going to laugh me out of court. I'm going to sue Elisha for $1,000. I say I lent him money. He denies it. I'll come with a shtar. What did my shtar say? Typewritten. Cohen lent Elisha Price $1,000. They just say, where are the signatures? I say, no signatures. They're going to laugh at me. What's that word? But what do you mean? But Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Elazar said, you don't need Eide Chasima. The answer is, this goes back to something we discussed earlier in the year. Obviously, everyone agrees that if the shtar isn't signed, it doesn't prove anything. If I'm going to come to Bezin and bring a shtar to prove that I lent Elisha money, obviously you need Eide Chasima for the shtar to work as a shtar raya. Everyone agrees that a shtar raya needs Eidim, generally. Otherwise, it doesn't prove anything. What we're discussing, Rabbi Elazar and Meir are arguing, but how does a shtar kinyan work? How does a shtar kinyan work? So Rabbi Elazar says, if a shtar is making a difference, not later on verifying what happened, but actually making something happen, now Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't have to be signed. If I give you a shtar that says, my field is hereby yours, sadi nesunalach, sadi mechuralach, if I give you that shtar, it worked. Now the field is yours. Can you prove it? No. You might not have evidence. Okay. If I'm not an honest person, Rahman al-Islam, and I deny it later, okay. If you don't have any evidence, you're not going to be able to get it back to me. Just like, Rahman al-Islam, if I'm a dishonest person and I pickpocket you, so that was an aveira, I have your money. If you can't prove it, the Bezin can't act. But it's true that the wallet that I stole is really yours. Even if it can't be proved. It's also true, Rabbi Elazar says, if I gave you a shtar that was not signed, I gave you a shtar and it said, I'm hereby transferring my property to you, that was a valid kinyan shtar. It now belongs to you. Can you prove it later? That's a different question. You may need to have a signed shtar or eidim who saw that the shtar was handed over. But that the shtar worked, it worked. Kinyan shtar, the mayor says, doesn't require chasima. What is kinyan shtar, according to Rabbi Elazar? It's just about expressing your das in a more substantial way. We'll unpack this more at a different time. But according to Rabbi Elazar, I'm not giving you any proof, necessarily. If I just say the field is yours, that doesn't make it yours. Remember, that's the opening Rambam in the Sefer Kinyan. Mechira Aleph Aleph, Eina Mekach Nitzim B'dvarim, to merely express your das Kinyan, that's not enough. That has to be a Maisel. Oh, but if I actually write it down, I didn't just say it. I put it into writing and handed it to you, that's already strong enough, that itself makes the kinyan. I put my das in writing and I hand it to you in writing. I express my das in writing. Rabbi Eliezer, Eide Chasima Karsi says, you don't need Eide Mesira Karsi, excuse me, you don't need Eide Chasima. In other words, and here's, you ready? Rabbi Eliezer holds there are two different types of stars. Raya and Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Raya actually proves something. Obviously, it has to be signed. Shtar Kinyan is just expressing my ideas in writing. It doesn't have to be signed. I'm expressing my thoughts. If it's not signed, you won't be able to prove later. Okay. So, Rabbi Eliezer would say not every Shtar Kinyan will necessarily work as a Shtar Raya. And that's fine. They do two different things, two different tools. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. that shtar kinyan and shtar raya are two different types of things. Kinyan shtar is expressing your das in writing instead of merely verbally saying it. So we understand why the chas of a sefer kinyan is obvious, is right. And what do you mean, whoever heard of a shtar that's not signed? Well, you never heard of a shtar raya that's not signed. Of course, I want to prove something later, an unsigned shtar is worthless. And Rebbe Lezer agrees to that. He just thinks, but to make the kinyan happen, it doesn't have to be signed. The point is just I express my decision in writing. How about Rebbe Meir, who says, Eti chasim lekarsim, who says that the chasav doesn't mean writing, only signing. Rebbe Meir, who says that you have to sign it, or, Tosas here, write in your own handwriting. Ein lecha chasim gedol mizu. What does that mean? The answer is, well, you need Eidim, but on the other hand, you could write it yourself. The answer is, what is writing yourself? If I myself wrote, I, Tanya Cohen, hereby borrowed $10,000 from Aaron, what does that do? What is that very good for? Right. Hodos Badikim Eidim Dami. Proof. It's a great shtar raya. The reason why that's good to be a shtar kinyan, according to Meir, because the Rav explained, for Rabbi Meir, there's only one type of shtar. Shtar Rav. The Kenyan shtar, according to Rabbi Meir, it's worthless unless the shtar is signed. Not just I can't prove it later. It didn't even work because Rabbi Meir holds Kenyan, the act of Kenyan shtar is not, as Rabbi Eliezer said, expressing my thoughts, expressing my das in writing. No! For Rabbi Meir, Kenyan shtar is giving you proof. If I give you proof that something happened, that makes it happen. If I give you proof that the field is yours, that makes it yours. Husband gives his wife proof that she's divorced, now she's divorced. The act of kenyan is giving the other person proof to the event. You bootstrap. I give you the proof that's true, that makes it true. Giving you the edus bichsav. So that's why, on the one hand, the chasav is only the signing, because the proof is, I'm giving you the Haggadah Eidus of the Eidim. That's what, I don't know what the Eidim is signed to unless I see the document above. But the proof is the signature. That's the Ikir Ksiva, is the chasima. And on the other hand, without chasima's Eidim, if I wrote it myself, chasav b'ksavyel, that's also great proof. So again, the machlokas really is, what is kinyan shtar? Is kinyan shtar of Elezer expressing your das b'ksav, or is kinyan shtar giving you proof to the event? And that's why, according to Belezer, there are two different types of shtar, shtar kinyan, shtar raya. According to Meir, there's only one shtar raya. Giving you a shtar raya can be a kinyan as well. That's why for Belezer, the chasav means ksiva. For Meir, the chasav means chasima, and only chasima, or some other method of verification, such as chasav b'ksav yada, which is also a valid raya. That's why the dinim of Lishma and Mechumar and so on and so forth, according to Blazer, apply Dafka to Ksiva. According to Rabbi Meir, they apply Dafka to Chasima. That is this in a nutshell. We're going to pack it more in Ritz Hashem. But there are many other Nafshkininas that play on the Sugya. Plenty more to think of.